The time of Advent is a beautiful time because it brings us good tidings, you know, in preparing for Christmas. It is also a special time because it brings us Sister Pat. And she's going to share with us, you know, on the scriptures and on a mission of consecrated life today.
Thank you, Father. It's my privilege to minister for so many years with all of you. So go ahead and reach for your wallet. Now, as you go through that procedure, you can leave the ones for the drive-through. Anything that's got double digits, go ahead and take that out for the second collection, if you wouldn't mind. I come here once a year to ask for the retirement collection for religious. Our retired priests, brothers, and sisters will benefit from your generosity. The Scalabrinians, as well as the Sisters of Notre Dame, and every other community in the United States. We're asking for your help in the second collection today. We're between two Marian feasts, and what a better place to be. Yesterday, or Friday evening, you celebrated the Immaculate Conception, the privilege of Mary to be preserved from original sin at her conception, so that she could bear the sinless Jesus. And then on Wednesday, we celebrate with our Mexican community, our Hispanic community, the Feast of Guadalupe. Please, if you can participate in that, it's a wonderful, joyous experience. In 1543, Our Lady appeared to Juan Diego in Mexico City and showed her favor to those who were marginalized or downtrodden. And we can use Mary as our model, for she certainly prepared the way of the Lord. In our first reading, Baruch talks to his people that are in exile and gives them hope, the energy that their God had commanded was proclaimed again in our responsorial psalm so energetically. But God commanded every lofty mountain to be brought down and the age-old gorges to be leveled, so that Israel, who was secure in the glory of God, would be welcomed into their new land. And 200 years after Baruch, a herald would again tell us, prepare the way of the Lord, make ready. He starts out in our gospel reading, we say, the 15th year of Tiberius Caesar. Sorry, I can't even say it today. And that gospel sets the geographical and religious milieu of John the Baptist and his people. Today, we have no idea how to even locate those countries, nevertheless pronounce those names. So let's take it a step further. In the sixth year of Pope Francis, who is our 266th Pope, in the second year of Antonio Guterres, the ninth Secretary General of the United Nations, in the second year of Donald Trump, the 45th President of the United States, this is our today, in the sunshine state of Florida, in the Diocese of Orlando with Bishop John Noonan, in the city of Winter Garden or Ocoee or Windermere or whatever your postal address is, the Word of God comes. The Word of God comes to us today in 2018, to you and to me. And God invites us to look at our human history in our specific ways. What will you do with the Word of God? What will I do with the Word of God? How can we share that Word, such as John the Baptist did in his time? And the words are prepare. And the best way to get ready is get ready. Not just decorate or purchase the gifts, but how do we prepare in here? Our hearts, our attitudes, what can our thinking just change a little bit to be more accepting of other people? Make straight. Maybe we ought to just tell the truth and be able to admit the times that we're wrong. How about give it straight? Forgive that person that we've been kind of neglecting or just avoiding for a while. The Sacrament of Reconciliation on Thursday might be a great way to begin that forgiveness process. Fill in those empty spaces, not necessarily with more activity or more TV or more FaceTime, but how about some moments of silence and prayer? John the Baptist made his announcements in the desert. That helps us remember, you know, we have our desert moments too, or sometimes we just need to schedule them. Put them on your appointment calendar, or put an alarm on your phone. This is my 5 minutes of silence. And listen to God. Make smooth. And maybe just listen to the other person trying to get the message across to you. Look in their eyes, make that eye contact, and find what's going on in their heart. Maybe smooth out the way to assist someone else. Make their life a little bit easier. Make ready the way of the Lord. And John the Baptist promises, all shall see the salvation of God. Yes, that's our way. We shall see the salvation of God. So we're challenged today. Make ready the way of the Lord. John the Baptist did this, and our retired sisters and brothers also did this. These sisters are in their 80s, 90s, and are still praying for you, still living in community, and bring Christ to others. These sisters, when they were working in the ministries that you're so familiar with, very often just got a stipend for a salary and trusted that God would provide the rest. Well, God's going to provide the rest out of your pockets because their Social Security benefits are not lasting as long as they're living. So we thank you again for your generosity. Sister Marion is one of my friends who celebrated her 70th Jubilee this year. She must have entered when she was 2. She was a principal, a teacher, a prayerful, considerate woman all through her life. And even now, we have a community event and she shows up. Most of us would try to think of an excuse, but she's right there. She's interested. And she writes the most beautiful thank you notes. I'm sure she has other things that she would rather spend her time on, but just that consideration for everyone. Sister Ronald is in our healthcare facility and very attentive woman. When I was in 8th grade in Gates Mills, Ohio, she was my principal. And I wasn't that obnoxious because she's still talking to me now. Sister Roman is a very intelligent. She was one of the first sisters to get an RN. And so she was already in hospital ministry when I entered the community. She's got that skill to listen and figure out what you're really saying. And for many years, she was in charge of our healthcare center. In her retirement, she gives some of her time to answering the phone on our prayer line. We have a prayer line that anyone can call into and request sisters to pray for. So sister will perhaps on her time answer the phone and give the sisters a rundown of what or who you would like to have prayers for today. Sister Marita is 65 years in religious life last year, a teacher and another good friend. She has a dry sense of humor. You have to really look in her eyes to see if she's joking or if this is really serious for her. She spent 15 years in Dunedin, Florida, helping in the parish, and also the last 10 years working with those who are trying to get a second language. So she ran the ESOL program for many Hispanic and Vietnamese friends in the Dunedin area. And Sister St. Leo is our prayer sister for Resurrection Church. Each local community has a sister who's retired who prays for the needs of the sisters and their ministries. So she's our prayer warrior for Resurrection. What a smiling lady, a great educator. And the junior high boys, she had them in the palm of her hand. Today, she enjoys her hobbies of gardening. The African violets in the community are really flourishing. And she crochets. She wins prizes in the Geauga County Fair. And I think she's the oldest sister in the community. So like St. Paul, my prayer for you is that your love will increase more and more. May you have the knowledge and perception to discern what is of value so that you may be pure and blameless on that day of Christ. We have the online giving, so those of you that are planning to take your phone out and make that donation right now, I sound like PBS, you have my permission to take that phone out. It's also in the bulletin, so if you can't do that right now, just take a look at the bulletin. And we would appreciate your donation in the second collection. There was a Lutheran preacher who had just finished his sermon for the day and proceeded toward the back of church to greet the parishioners and find their prayer requests. And there was a 7-year-old who approached Father and wanted to shake his hand. "Good morning, Jonathan," the preacher said. And as he was shaking hands, he felt something in the palm of his hand. And the preacher asked, "What's this?" "It's money," Jonathan said. "It's for you." "Well, I don't want to take your money, Jonathan." And Jonathan says, "Well, you know, I want you to have it. My dad says you're the poorest preacher we've ever had, and I just want to help you. So I can promise you many prayers in this chapel that we have in Chardon, Ohio. And these sisters will be praying for you and for your intentions. And we thank you for your generosity."
Thank you, sister. I'll be shaking hands at the end of Mass by the entrance door.